Well, now it's time to welcome back our very own storyteller, Carl Merry, for the second Essex Tale. What's it all about this week, Carl? I hope it's a bit brighter than last week's.
Yes, well, whether there's any humour in it, I don't know, but it's about a shipbuilder from Wivenhoe, a smuggler. He's betrayed, but he gets himself out of jail.
Sounds a happy tale anyway.
With the aid of a lord.
Right, let's hear the tale.
There was a shipbuilder from Wivenhoe whose name was Philip John Saintie. And not only was he a shipbuilder, and not only did he build some of the finest ships in the area, but he was also a smuggler. Well, his fine commercial boats brought him in lots of money, but he also built faster boats that could outsail them, and one was his own. And such was his fame as a shipbuilder that none other than the Marquis of Anglesey sought him out. And the Marquis of Anglesey had commanded cavalry at the Battle of Waterloo, and he commissioned at least three racing yachts from Philip John Saintie: the Emerald, the Liberty, and the Pearl. All were fine boats. Excellent boats, but this story concerns the Pearl. As Saintie was an active smuggler and frequently smuggled goods from Holland back to Wivenhoe, he had to have a way of hiding those contraband goods from the customs men. So he used his vessel, very swift, especially to outrun the customsmen's boats, a vessel with false sides, where he could conceal contraband should he be boarded by the customs men. And on one trip, out of the kindness of his heart, he brought back a Colchester man called Brown, who had been imprisoned in the Netherlands for passing forged coins. Well, he brought him safe back to Wivenhoe, and Brown went back to Colchester and, being the sort of man he was once more in trouble with the authorities before very long. And to save himself, he told the authorities how it was that Philip John Saintie managed to elude capture and how he brought the contraband goods from the Netherlands into Wivenhoe. Well, the result of this clearly was that Saintie, his son John, and his brother Moseley were soon imprisoned in Chelmsford. And there they languished. But at the end of the Napoleonic War, the Marquis of Anglesey once more wanted a new yacht. And as far as he was concerned, there was only one man to build it, and that was Philip John Saintie. He visited him in jail and asked him if he could build a boat that was faster than the Emerald, the last racing yacht Saintie had built for the Marquis. Philip John Saintie said he could build a yacht that was unbeatable. So using his influence, the Marquis of Anglesey obtained an order for Saintie's release. And the order was sent up to Chelmsford Prison. However, on the arrival of the order, Philip John Saintie noticed it was made out for John Saintie. So he sent his son, whose name was John Philip Saintie, out of prison in his place. Well, of course, on finding the wrong man had been released, the Marquis of Anglesey was a little angry, but quickly he got a new order made for Philip John Saintie's release. And once he was released, he arranged for his brother's release, and saying that he was needed for the designing of the new yacht. And so all three Saintie's, two brothers and son, were released from jail. Well, the Pearl, it was launched in March 1819, and it was indeed the finest racing yacht that Philip John Saintie had been built. And although it had been primarily built for sailing, it was luxuriously appointed. And so when not taking part in races, the Marquis and his guests could sail around the coast of Britain in luxury. It won many races. Indeed, there was no yacht to equal it for a number of years. And the Marquis, in fact, kept the pearl for 31 years. And he even managed to persuade the Royal Navy to build a man of war to the same design. Unfortunately, that ship was not suitable for the task and was taken out of service within 4 years. Well, Sainty, he continued with his smuggling and his shipbuilding, but he sold his boatyard in 1832 because he was now bankrupt. The boatyard, and with all his goods and possessions, were auctioned off at the Rose and Crown, which, if you know Wivenhoe, is a lovely little pub just on the river.
Ironically, it was auctioned off in a pub that he was involved in smuggling. And also surprising that he didn't have very much money because the smuggling obviously didn't pay.
No, something went wrong. I can find no information about that. I've done a little bit of research on Philip John Sainty. He really disappears from the records after 1832. Once his goods and his boatyard are sold, we hear no more about him. We don't really know how he got himself bankrupt.
Well, thanks very much indeed for that, Carl. Another great story. What have you got in the bag for us next week?
This is a real romance. is a real romance. And it concerns a young woman who is married, marries again while still married, and who returns to Thorpe Le Sokan in unusual circumstances.
Sounds very interesting. Okay, we shall look forward to that. Thanks very much indeed again, Carl.